Welcome or welcome back to Pre-Arb Excellence, a roots-based Chicago Cubs podcast with an eye on player development. Pull up a chair while I take a deeper dive into the concerns for the team's present and future. Questions are always welcomed, whether on Twitter, Tim815, on the Anchor contest line, or on my Facebook Pre-Arb Excellence group. Thanks for stopping by for today's episode, Magic Numbers and Stuff, and ask me questions if I was confusing. Earlier today, I did an O'Neill Cruz podcast, which was a bit out of the ordinary. A little bit deep, a little bit emotional. This one I want to be kind of light and soft and easy and gentle. Magic Numbers. Today, I was on Facebook, which happens once in a while, and someone and I have been going back and forth on the Cubs' magic number. And I figured out the concept of how to figure out a magic number back a number of years ago. And if you even remotely dig math at all, it's not that hard to do. When you're trying to figure out a magic number, in baseball, in basketball, in soccer, in whatever, the magic number is based on, if you're comparing two teams and you're trying to figure out the magic number for the one team against the other, the team who's behind in the standings, you figure out their best possible record. If they win every game from here on out, the rest of the season, what's their record going to be? So you figure that out with the Cardinals. You figure that out with the Reds. You figure that out with the Brewers. You figure out with the Pirates, and the Pirates can't catch the Cubs at all. If the Cubs lose it out and the Pirates win it out, it doesn't matter. The Pirates can't catch them. So that means the Pirates' magic number is zero. With regards to the Reds, the Cubs' magic number ends up being two. Because if the Reds win every game from here on out, the Cubs would have to win two games to eliminate the Reds. Regarding the Brewers, the Cubs' magic number is one. They actually have the same number of potential wins as Cincinnati, but the Cubs won the season series against the Brewers. So since the Cubs won the season series against the Brewers, they have the tiebreaker. So since the tiebreaker goes to the Cubs, the Brewers' magic number, in reference to the Cubs, is only one. The Cardinals is four, and it has nothing to do with whether the games against the Tigers will be played or not. You assume when you're figuring out a magic number, they're going to run the table. They're going to win every single game. And if they win every single game, the Cubs have to win four. So that's how you figure out a magic number. It's no more difficult than any of the other basic mathematic things you go through. Someone was referring me to an article they've run into that says the Cubs' magic number to make the playoffs is actually three. Not two, but three. And twice he sent me some clown who's running an article and saying the Cubs' magic number is three because blah, 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 the San Francisco Giants, blah, blah, blah. The San Francisco Giants don't matter. The Cubs qualify for the postseason. They will qualify for the postseason as the second place team in the National League Central. That's when they will qualify. The Giants are the wild card, which is a completely different animal. Now, that kind of stuff there might get a little bit dicey for some people because Rob Manfred changed the rules this year. eventually, and I expect those rules to continue, eventually people will grasp the concept that, okay, I get it. This team is going to qualify as the 6 before they're going to qualify as the 8. People don't get that yet. Not a worry. Doesn't really matter. But if you're going to figure out the concept of magic numbers, don't ask what a magic number is. Figure out what the magic number is. I really appreciate you guys listening to the podcast. It's fun to check out the numbers when you guys haven't even had much time to listen and you're checking in. If you know of someone who is into the deeper dive angle of the Chicago Cubs, pick out a podcast that might work for them and say, hey, you might want to check this out, because I want more people to be into the deeper dive angle of baseball, of the Cubs pipeline, all that kind of stuff. When you share a link with a friend, when you hit subscribe, when you hit share, when you hit retweet, you're assisting me in trying to find the people who belong in the pre-arb excellence sphere of influence. There we go. That's what we'll go with today. Anchor allows sponsorships. But I really do appreciate you guys listening. Figuring out the deeper figuring out the magic number, again, it's not especially all that hard once you grasp the basic concept. And when people are more interested in, I haven't read an article on magic numbers. This person's sending me an article on a magic number. Once you understand the basic concept, you don't have to listen to someone else's harebrained scheme of an idea. The Cubs' magic number has absolutely nothing to do with the Giants. 2 teams from the NL Central will make the playoffs. And from a deeper dive perspective, into the future, that's probably going to continue. I was noting someone online saying that with the way the setup is this year, teams playing this season won't be able to prove anything that is statistically relevant. But if this Pittsburgh Pirates team had 162 games to prove themselves, someone was saying they'd probably be among the worst 5 or 6 teams in Major League in the last decade or so. They're just really bad. The Pirates are really bad. And that's not a knock on them. It's just they're not a good team. They have 2 adequate hitters. 1 hitter who's reasonably adequate because of the position he plays. And a whole bunch of guys who just don't hit at all. And don't represent that will ever change. Their pitching, I think their starting pitching is adequate. And their top end of their bullpen is adequate. But they're interested in checking out the other guys. The guys at the bottom. They're bringing in Carson Fulmer again. And if you're bringing in Carson Fulmer again, that means you're going to give him a chance to pitch again. And if you're going to give Carson Fulmer a chance to pitch again, he might figure it out. He might figure it out for some team at some point, but he hasn't yet, and he didn't with the Pirates the other time. When you're looking ahead to magic numbers in 2021, in 2022, and 2023, if the 8 teams in each league in the postseason thing continues, and I have no reason to doubt that it will, the first 2 teams from each division will make the playoffs. So as you're planning ahead, looking ahead to the offseason, and you're talking about, What do the Cubs have to do to, etc., 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 etc.? The realistic, the deep dive way of doing that is to compare the Cubs to the other four teams in the division. Realistically, if you can't talk at least a little bit about who the St. Louis Cardinals will probably be next year, how good they might be, what you're doing when you're doing a deep dive talking about a two-team playoff from each, two teams making the playoffs from each division, you're assessing who is going to be better next season, the Cubs or the Reds, the Brewers or the Cardinals, the Pirates or the, yeah, you're right, the Pirates will probably be in fifth. So since you're starting with the, excuse me, the Pirates will probably be in fifth, you have two teams fighting for four spots. Do you think the Cubs are better than two of the other teams in the division? That doesn't really have all that much to do with how specifically is Wilson Contreras going to hit next year? Or will Chris Bryant bounce back and be healthy? That will have a lot to do with a lot of things. But I think with Chris Bryant, you might as well start looking at the very legitimate possibility that he's not going to be a 150 games a year player anymore. That's very legitimate. Bryant could be approaching, oh my goodness, that's my next podcast. I'll get to that later. When you're deeper diving 2021, 2022, 2023, 2024, if you want to do it properly, assess the Cubs to the other four teams in the division, how they're going to be, will their ownerships spend in a pandemic, which bad contracts are on the board for each team. Those things are important. Those things are very important if you're doing a deeper dive on what the future is going to look like. And for a lot of Cubs fans, what the future is going to look like should be a valid concern or discussion topic or however you want to put it. Do the deeper dive stuff for yourself. You can listen to me. You can listen to other people. There are a lot of other people who talk about deeper dives. They just don't use the term. And learn the things that are going to help you. In fact, as a Cubs fan, it very well might make sense. And again, this is borderline another podcast, and it'll probably come up because this is a borderline theme that I just came up with on the fly. If you're a deeper dive Cub fan, it would make sense for you to have a second team that you follow in the division. If you're a deeper dive Cubs fan and you're trying to do it for the benefit of other people and not blowing smoke up people's tailpipes, if you do the research and you say, I've looked at the Cubs and I've looked at the, insert team here, Reds. I've looked at the Cubs, I've looked at the Reds, and I think in 2021 and 2022, the Reds are going to be a better team than the Cubs. That's fine. You can say that as a Cubs fan and possibly be entirely accurate at it. If you're doing a deeper dive on the Cubs, you probably should have one other team in the division that you're reasonably familiar with. You can't really do all four. You can't really do all four. But you might want to consider picking one of the four teams in the division and actually doing some homework on them. Because next year we're going to be talking about magic numbers again, one way, shape, or fashion or another. as long as there's baseball, when it hits late September, mid to late September, we're going to be talking magic numbers and knowing something about one other team in the division and their probable future. Probably might be a good idea. Thanks for stopping by Pre-Arb Excellence. I'll have a podcast up soon as circumstances warrant. I'll attempt to have that worth your time as well. Be safe, go Cubs go, and be nice to people.